When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
21 of the last 22 times they scored. Here's Sims to throw on third down. Up the middle, touchdown, Bavaro. Mark Bavaro goes to one knee. Genuflex in prayer as a 13-yard throw over the middle answers the prayer for the Giants fans.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Ah, it's a Jersey Mike's.
Just took my son Paul to Jersey Mike's the other day. Beautiful. Love it. Yeah. What with the old school Italian?
Ooh, I like the number 8.
Is that the hot sandwich?
No, it's a cold sandwich, yeah.
I think that's the same
it's
thing.
It's got like ham.
Yeah,
I love the number
thing.
8.
Yeah, the original Italian.
I know it by number.
Delicious. You got to get it Mike's way. Yankees box office blitz. We've got a pair of field level tickets. See the Bronx Bombers against Texas at Yankee Stadium Sunday, August 11th. Right now, we'll take the, what color you want, Hoff? Low is good? Low. Dove, what color? Come on, Dove.
66.
No.
Oh, my goodness.
No, that was Dove. That was not me. We'll take the fifth call. Make it easy on Hoff. There's kids out there. Got to entertain, produce. He's got all going on today. 866-540-WFAN, 866-540-9326. For your chance to win, it's all from Jersey Mike's, the official sub sandwich shop of the New York Yankees box office blitz. And, of course, The Fan. Listen again tomorrow for another chance to win. By the way, Hoff, your son is like a spitting image of you. It's like you shrunk down.
I feel bad for him if that's the case.
No, you're a good-looking man. I told him that. I'm like, hey, you look just like you're... You look like no response. He was playing Roblox. He's focused.
I mean, that's what he does. That's what they do.
I understand, but he looks exactly like you. Well, it makes sense. You're his dad, right? I mean, to an extent. Bergen County, we go. It's John. What's going on, John?
Hey, how are you guys? Love the show, man.
Thank you, John. Thank you. Turn you on, buddy.
Yeah, of course. I'm here to talk about why the Knicks can beat the Celtics. The Celtics are a finesse team, and they want to go around you. They don't want to punch you in the mouth. Now, us Knicks, man, they forget how dangerous and scary we are. Everyone forgets about Jules. I feel like still everyone forgets about OG, too. They'll get in your face. They want to run through you. We're a defensive team. The Celtics are finesse. They just want to wrap around us. They don't do no pick and rolls. They ISO game all the time with Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown. I think Drew is a good addition for them this year. Definitely, we could see why that is a big deal. But like our wings, like you guys were mentioning earlier, we can beat this team. In a 7-game series, I truly think we are the better team.
I don't know about better. Better's to me a little bit strong. I have the utmost respect for Boston. I think you saw a lot of growth. I think your last point on Holiday is dead on. Look at the defensive breakdowns of the Milwaukee Bucks without Holiday, as compared to what they were defensively with. Now the coaching has also changed. I don't necessarily look at Doc Rivers as being the finishing piece to try and win an NBA championship. The only title he's ever won, he had Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce, and Ray Allen up there in Boston.
And Rondo,
right. Yeah. Let's not forget about Rajon.
Yeah.
Even though he was a pain in the rear end, he was an unbelievable guard at that point in time.
Coach on the court.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I don't know if I necessarily say the Knicks are better. I think the Knicks are part of the conversation.
Yeah.
So we've taken two extremes. We've had the Celtic fan call up and say there's no way the Knicks are beating them, and then we've had a Knicks fan call up and say they're better than Boston. Here's the deal that's refreshing. The Knicks are part of the conversation, and that's what you want. The Knicks are one of the top three teams in the Eastern Conference when you open up the season. Health is always imperative. OG Anunoby's got to stay healthy. Julius Randle has got to go out there and stay healthy. Obviously, Jalen Brunson. Those are key guys when you're looking at this team that they have to stay healthy, as does Mitchell Robinson.
Oh, my goodness.
Because he's a guy that he's a terrible offensive player, but he's a remarkable defensive player and a very good rebounder. And he is a threat, block shot threat down low.
And alley-oops on the other end. That's pretty much the extent of his offensive game.
No one's going to confuse him with Akeem.
No, the dream. He's a nightmare instead. I would love to see the matchup with Jalen Brunson and Drew Holiday. Drew Holiday is a great defender, deceptive scorer. You know what I mean? He can get buckets as well. I'd love to see that matchup, and that could be the key to that eventual series if they play against each other. You know, because like you said, those guys, the wing defenders, they can hang with Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. That would be a good matchup, man. I'd love to see that in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Did you see Durant set a new mark most points ever.
Yep.
Man or woman, Team USA history. We had 11 the other day.
Beat Lisa
yesterday
Leslie.
Against Brazil.
Yep.
Past Brazil. As they ran past Brazil.
Yep.
And blew them out of the bill. I get the message we're sending. We're the best basketball team. They're going to take on Serbia again. The games are boring. I mean, they're unwatchable. But they really are.
I think that's what USA
to
basketball.
Point, I mean, to the point, you don't even get much on NBC. They go in for like 5 seconds and then they're out. They're like, they're, no one's watching this. It's a terrible basketball game.
If you tune in early, I mean, you might see USA up 8-4, or the other team may get a little bit of a lead. But yeah, they're going to put. But this is what USA basketball wanted when they created the Dream Team. They didn't want the collegiate guys going there and running the risk of losing. They wanted to get it all. You know, they wanted like a Scrooge McDuck. They wanted it all, you know.
DuckTales, great.
So those guys, they said the pros can go. 2004 was the only year since 1992 that they haven't won the gold.
Yeah, they've said that we're great at basketball.
Yeah,
sent the message.
It was created here.
No,
Dr. James Naismith,
yeah,
so they think
no
we got to go and dominate.
But it's not entertaining.
Yeah.
Is it entertaining? Like destroying Brazil? They've already beat Serbia twice. They're going to take Serbia again. What's going to change the third time around?
They may not win by 26. They may win by 24.
I mean, what's going to change? I mean, the most entertaining thing about Team USA and USA basketball is they've all moved out of the
Olympic Village.
The Olympic Village. They're staying in some hotel for $15 million.
Yeah,
they couldn't take the cardboard beds anymore.
But like I said, I just think that this is what they wanted. It's not exciting. They want to win the gold, so they send our best out there. LeBron James at 40 years old is leading the charge, as he always does in particular ways. You know what I mean? Dominating the basketball. I mean, Steph Curry's rendered much less than he is as a player.
I don't get into like... good on Kevin Durant being the all-time leading scorer in Team USA history. I don't think it really does all that much for me,
right,
like in terms of that. And,
right,
you know, we're great, and they're expected to be great, mm-hmm, and the United States team, you know, is great. Outside of, you know, well, whether or not Embiid's playing or Jason Tatum's playing, all this other, I mean, the team is ridiculously talented, all that being said. But I'll tell you this. If you give me the opportunity to watch a water polo match or the United States men's basketball team play, I'd take the water polo match, because you know what? That's going to be a more competitive watch than the United States men's basketball. It is. It just is. And that's not somehow. It just is a more compelling watch. The United States basketball.
Right.
I mean, they outscored Brazil. Brazil scored 15 points the other day in the second quarter yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah. But as a basketball fan, I love it. I mean, I love to. I'll watch it. You know what I mean? I won't watch the whole game. But because, it is a foregone conclusion that they're going to win just by how many. I'll watch a few minutes of it. I'm not watching the whole game. But water polo?
Yeah.
I'm not sure about water polo.
My youngest son, Gregory, into it.
He's loving it, huh?
No doubt. As we're taking
and they have to tread water that whole time.
Whole time.
It's amazing.
Ridiculously. I'll never be that physically. I've never been that physically fit in my life.
They are athletes.
To be able
that's
to tread
sure
water
to do
for
that, man. Come on.
Oh, my God.
It's
crazy. I'd have
wall.
New York. It's Tommy. It's the fan. What's going on, Tom?
Yeah. Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, Tom.
I just want to shift back to baseball real quick because I'm a longtime Yankee fan. I'm not in panic mode, but I do realize that they need to do something with what teams are doing to Judge, because you have to look towards the playoffs, and everybody's building a game plan. So if I have a second, if you don't mind, this is what I was thinking that I think the lineup could or should look like. I think you put Grissom hitting him first. He's a big-time pro at bat. You leave Soto and Judge, and then you put Chisholm four, because Chisholm struggles.
That's close. Oh, my goodness.
Struggles. I can see where people make the mistake. I'm going to go with JCJ. That's, how about that? So he struggles with curveballs. So to me, if you put him in the four hole, seeing fastballs, because let's be honest, Judge can run. And then you put a Volpe behind him. You put two speed guys in the middle of the lineup. And then you just start stacking the lineup with Wells, six. And then you could put Stanton seven or eight. I mean, think about a pitcher going through that lineup, and all of a sudden they realize they have Stanton hitting in the 8 or 9 hole.
I'm not going to do that this year. I can't drop Giancarlo Stanton to 8 or 9 in the lineup, Tom. I can't do there. And I think we're putting a little bit too much, and thanks a lot for the call, Tom, into what Jazz Chisholm was initially. Listen, do I love when he met with the media first game at Yankee Stadium and he's talking about how motivated he is now because it's a winning team as compared to where he was down in Miami? Well, I would imagine you'd want to give max effort. You're a professional athlete, regardless of what's going on around you. Now, the White Sox might be a different point, given how bad they are and how dreadful they are, Otis, when they are historically bad. But I didn't necessarily love that. But if you're a Yankee fan, you don't care because he's here. Mm-hmm. He's a very, very talented, athletic, young baseball player that looks rejuvenated here. Now, do I look at Jazz Chisholm as a guy that is going to provide protection for Judge? I do not.
Mm.
I don't think that guy is there.
Mm-hmm.
That's the issue the Yankees are going to have with teams walking Judge. Unless you flip-flop Judge and Soto.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, if you continue to have the lineup the way that it is right now, give or take whoever might be hitting leadoff in any given day, I think pitching staffs are still good and teams are going to look at Judge in the same style and fashion until somebody in that lineup proves otherwise.
But
there is not that natural answer in terms of who should hit leadoff, who should hit cleanup for this team.
And then, like you said earlier, too, I think if they flip-flop, then Juan Soto doesn't get pitches. So,
right.
You know, and as far as Jazz goes, man, I think he provided that instant energy. You know, he gave them a swag right off the bat. First home game, he has on a 314 t-shirt, which is the dimensions to the home run in right field.
Yes.
He's still waiting to hit that one. We're still waiting to see that happen. But I think he infused a lot of energy and just excitement into this team. And no, I don't see him as a protector. But I see a guy that can get on base, that can come up with big plays, and I think he's played a great third base, too.
Oh, he's out of the darkness into the light.
Yeah.
Going from Miami to New York. Even though, who doesn't love South Beach in the winter?
Yeah.
But as far as a baseball team is concerned, they stink.
Right, exactly.